load or you're on the train on the way to heaven. Bless his holy name. We still in our series, My Father's Business, number 8. My Father's Business, number 8. Jesus come to do his Father's business. Luke 2:49 said, and he, referring to Jesus, said unto them, his father and mother, Mary and Joseph, how is it that ye sought me? Will ye not that I must be about my Father's business? It's a must. I must be about my Father's business. And then Luke 19:10, it said, for the Son of Man has come to seek. Everybody says seek. And to save. Everybody says save. That which was lost. That which was lost. My Father's business is to seek that which was lost. That's my Father's business. I come to see about my Father's business. Look at 1 Peter, if you would, 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you. Everybody say called. Call you out of darkness into his marvelous light, into his supernatural light, to his wonderful light. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, his unusual light, light we never had before. Your understanding called us out of darkness, and just what Jesus come here for, to call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. My Father's business. My Father's business. If the world just knew what Jesus come in the world to do. If the world, when I say the world, I'm dealing with the majority of peoples in the world, just really knew what Jesus come in the world to do. I told them last Sunday, I believe, it's me saying this, that 85% of the human race don't know what Jesus really come here for. They don't know. If they knew what Jesus really come here for, I can go back to the mail coach, they'll get on the train. I mean it. If they really knew, if you knew that your life is at stake, that's what we miss. This is my life. This is my life. We just knew it without any doubt. There won't hardly be no room to get on. Just the problem. 85% don't know. They don't realize. They can't see it. They can't believe it. They can't believe. Man can't. He can't believe that this world that we live in is spiritual. In his ways, when Jesus looked at us as being in his image and after his likeness. Although the world we live right now is physical, but there's a spiritual world we don't realize. A spiritual world that got us confused in a sense. And the devil make it more confusing because we don't fully understand. You got to understand that Jesus come in a dark world. The world right now is dark. Spiritually dark. It's dark. That's what we got to understand. But Reverend, I can see well. I have my 20/20 vision. But what about your spiritual 20/20 vision? That's what we lost right there. Because we don't realize that we are spirit. We are, in a sense, we just covered up in flesh. But we really, our soul is spirit. That's what we don't understand right there. Our soul is spirit. Why don't we be so concerned for spirit? I'm looking at my flesh, but that's what we don't understand. Your spirit lives in the flesh. Your soul lives in the flesh. And just where we don't understand. And the devil keep us ignorant of this. This is what he wants. Any way that he can keep us ignorant of we are spirit in the flesh, he gonna keep you lost. He gonna keep you lost. He don't want you to see it. That means always blind or in the dark. When you in the dark, I'm talking about black dogs, you can't see nothing. You really can't see nothing. You don't been in a dog house, dog room, black dog. You can't see your hand before your face because of what? Black dog. Black dog. And you don't see nothing. Think about it now. We are in a world of black darkness. When Adam messed up in the garden, the world got dark. Spiritually dark. And man don't fully understand it. He don't realize that he is also spiritually. He have a spiritual soul. And it got lost. It got lost. It got lost from his God. He got lost from his home. Man did. So, Reverend, take your time. I need to hear that. Okay, all right. He got lost. Listen, that's good now. This stuff's important. He got lost from his God. He got lost from his home. Man did. He don't know which way to go. He don't even know where he come from. He don't know who his God is. He don't know who created him. He gave the credit to somebody else instead of us, instead of God. He doesn't know. He don't know his God. He doesn't know where he come from. So he just lost. Some said we came from H. Why? Because he don't know. Y'all know how H look. We don't look like H. I don't know if he can move about and all that, but we look better than H. They don't know. They have lost their God, they have lost their sense of knowledge where their home is. They got lost. Watch Jesus. Watch it. Hanging on the cross. Look at him hanging on the cross. Look how they done him. Look how they done him. Look how they treated Jesus. But look what he said. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Ignorant of, they don't know what they was doing. Like right now, so many folks is on the train or going somewhere else instead of going back home because they don't really want. No! They don't know. It's the reason I'm on this message. God put me on it. Many don't know what Jesus really come here for. Don't even know what he come here for. He come to make me rich. Shut your man about. He come to give me money. He come to do. Oh, short to me in the Bible where he come to make you rich. Short to me. That's all we know. God giving me something. He want to give you some bad money. But you've got to realize what you come here for. What he really come here for. I got some money can't touch. Because we don't know. We want the money. But watch the Bible. The Bible says, what is profit man if he gain the whole world and then lose his own soul? So something got to be wrong somewhere. Amen. He doesn't know no better. Loss. Loss is loss.
That's right.
When you get lost, everything looks the same. Get on 4th Avenue and be second. Everything's going to look the same. See, because what? Don't know no better. The lost world. God Almighty. I said the lost world. Which Christ came to save. God Almighty. He come to save. Mary and Joseph were seeking for Jesus when he was 12 years old. And now, Jesus is calling and seeking for the whole world. Oh, the question is, have you found Jesus yet, or Jesus found you? The answer is, have you heard the calling? Notice he come here calling us. That's why we stopped up on last Sunday. He come here calling us. You have to answer the call. A question again, have you heard the call? Or have you answered to the call? You've got to answer the call yourself. Mama can't answer for you. Daddy can't answer for you. The preacher can't answer for you. You've got to answer for yourself. Did you not know how hard it is for a man to go to hell? Do you know what a person has to go through to go to hell? I got to that time, didn't I? You don't know the trouble that a person has to go through to go to hell.
All right.
To go to the lake of fire.
All right.
Well, Reverend, what you mean by that? Watch this now. Stand up, folks. Stand up, Jesse. Yeah. Just stand up there. You stand right there, Jesse. You stand right there. Watch this now. Watch this now. Watch now. There's hell over here on that step. Walking down those steps, there's a lake of fire. Now, here this person, he traveled in life. He think he all right. He think he got it. Look what he got to do. He got to kick Jesus out of the way. To go to hell. He got to knock grace back to go to hell. He got to kick over love to go to hell. He got to go through all of this just to go to hell. Grace trying to stop him. Love trying to stop him. Peace trying to stop him. Joy trying to stop him. He's knocking all that away just to go to hell. This is what Jesus come here for. To keep us from going to hell.
Knock over long suffering. Y'all won't got children of courage. Y'all have a long suffering. You get up and go back and do the same thing. He's trying to get your attention, but you're still paying him no attention. What Jesus went through with, we ain't knowing what he got for us. That means folk don't know. I mean, look at that thing. Look what happening. Folk don't care nothing about him because they believe there is no him. Jesus coming to get our attention. I'm going to tell you this now. He ain't going to send no angel down here. If I was Gabriel, and you know I was Gabriel. If I was Gabriel, and no, I know I'm not Gabriel. If I was Gabriel, and you know Gabriel walking down that aisle and said, y'all better get ready. Jesus is coming back. And if you don't get ready, you'll go to the lake of fire. You'll hear him, won't you? That's Gabriel. He must have known. I've been called by God. The same one that created Gabriel, he created me, and he anointed me to call a priest, and I'm preaching his word. It's not my word, it's his word. But why don't you believe me? He ain't got nobody else to come tell you nothing. I want to hear a voice. What kind of voice? The devil allowed you to dream you in him just to fool you. The devil got power enough to do that. To fool you. To fool me. We got to obey the word of God. So look what a man has to do just to go to hell. Got to ignore all of the blessings of God just to go to hell. Say, Priest Walker. My brothers and sisters, the great purpose of Christ coming into this world is because poor man, everybody say poor man. Poor man has lost his way from home. That's right. This is the main purpose he come here, because he have lost his way back home. And he doesn't realize he is lost. Can I stay right there a minute? Preach too fast. Folks got to get this stuff in. You've got to get it in you. First of all, he doesn't believe he lost. Lost from where? Lost from what? He ain't trying to find out. Because he's getting around in the flesh, but yet still he is what? Lost. His soul is lost. His body know where he is, but the soul is lost from God. And we value our body more than our soul. Jesus went far enough said they can kill your body, but they can't touch your soul. Oh. So this is the main purpose of him coming into the world. Because man is lost from God. And lost from his home. The thing about it, he doesn't realize it, that he is lost. Watch this, watch this. Talk to the average person. If you're a Christian, tell you about, talk, ask them, man, when you going to heaven, when you're going to heaven, everybody's going to heaven. See, everybody's going to heaven. They just think what? They don't know no better. You don't just go to heaven. He got a heaven for you, but you don't, we don't just go there. You've got to do something before you get there. You've got to believe what Jesus come here for. And when you believe what Jesus come here for, then you'll understand that I'm going to give my life. He's my ticket to heaven. If I want a flight out of here, well, you're going to New York. You've got to get you a ticket if you're going to fly. Not only that, Jesse, they search you before you get on.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's what Jesus does. He's already on search us. When he's searching, he qualifies you to get on his train. See, when you get on his plane, you're going direct to heaven. Folks just don't know what he come here for. He come here because he loves us. And he proved that he loved us when he died on the cross. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, he lost his way from truth. He lost his way from hope. He lost his way from peace. He lost his way from the path of holiness. He lost his way from love. He lost his way from the foundation of joy. And he's not looking for it. God Almighty. But God looking for him. He was wondering and stumbling in the dark, blind and miserable on the mountain of the error of sin. But the Son of Man came from heaven, came from his house, seeking and trying to lead him back to the home of righteousness. He don't know the right path. He don't know which way to go. He wondering. Somebody tell him to go over here. He go over there. Somebody tell him over here. He go over there. Somebody tell him. He just wondering. And when somebody really wants to show him where to go, he turn him down because the devil put unbelief in his mind. Many ways. It's not but one way to go to heaven. It's not but one way to go back to your house where you come from. You came from God. You came from heaven. Hey, watch this. That's the very reason your soul not familiar with the world. Familiar. See, when you get converted, I said converted. Mean converted. Okay, change. See, when you really get converted, see, your body love jazz and junk and rock and roll and drinking. See, your body just love that. You know? Somebody looking at me right now just came in. And see, love it. It love that. But your soul ain't used to that. My soul not used to that because my soul came from God. Now, Lord have mercy. But now when I meet my maker, when I get back to know who Jesus is, what he come here for, I give my heart to him. And where I used to go, I don't go no more. Because my soul done been changed. I'm back with my maker again. Hold on, Mister. I don't know them new songs, but my soul, see, ain't used to that junk. Oh, that was yours not either. But when you get changed, my soul, Lord have mercy, Jesse. My soul is used to holy, 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 all day long. Holy, holy, holy. But when Adam messed up, he messed my soul up. But now since I've been changed, sound good to me now. Holy, holy. I don't get nothing out of that because you haven't met him yet. Holy, holy. I don't know if you haven't saw him yet. You haven't fed him yet. When you get changed, you're going to say, holy, holy. Folks got to know what he come here for. He come to change us. And we don't say that no more. Old folks, Sister Nettie, when we were coming up, the old folks will say it in a minute. I don't go where I... I don't do what I... I don't drink what I used to. I don't lie like I used to. Why? I've been what? Changed. Been changed. Folks got to know what he come here for. He come to get us. Bless his holy name. Jesus said, if a man has 100 sheep and one get lost, he will leave the 99 and go seek for the one that is lost. God Almighty. He just loves us just that much. Can I take my time? You might well say yes. They ain't going to go on fast no way. He leave the what? Leave all these saved. Think about this. All these folks say, God love us so. We're having a good time now here. But Jesus loved us so. Them up there lost. 1, 2, 3, 4, they lost. But look, you got all these. What you worried about them 5 for? You got all these. What you worried about? Forget them. You finna go down there? Yes, for them. I want all of them saved. You tell me, Jesus, you going out and die for them? Yes! I love them! I'm going to leave y'all. I'll be back after a while, but I'm going to get these back here. They lost! I come to seek the lost, not the holy. I didn't come to seek those who are not righteous. Y'all already righteous. And y'all already rejoice when one gets saved. And the Bible says when he got one of them saved, heaven started shouting. So they don't have to go to hell. Folks got to know what Jesus come here for. He come at you. Brother Walker, you tell me he loved me just that hard? Yes. If you got the only one lost, he come for you. I'm a bad joker. I don't care how bad you can get. If you just give your life to Jesus, you don't know how good you can be. He coming at you. Let that soak in a minute. Let that soak in. Reverend Walker, you tell me he come at me? Yes. I'm nobody. You somebody to him. You may not be nobody to us down here, but you somebody to him. He leave the 99 righteous and go find the lost. Jesus came down here seeking and to save that which was lost. And my brother and sister, this is the Father's business. He told Mary and Martha, he told, Mary and Joseph, I must be about my Father's business. Notice the Father's business is to call a person out of darkness. Notice now. You got to get this stuff now. Don't go to sleep on too much. See, you got to get it now, see. He called us out of what? In a dark room and can't see nothing. You hear a lot of voices, but you don't see which way they go. Off is what? I told you the world is what? Dark. Spiritually dark. God of mine. And Paul, I want you to read a scripture for me. I stopped off on last Sunday. Go to 2 Timothy 1 and 9. 2 Timothy 1 and 9. Bless his holy name. Boy, y'all going to get this stuff. I want y'all to get this stuff down in your soul. I'm talking to everybody. See, there's a lot of folks saved here. A lot of folks saved. I thank God for you. I'm on radio. I'm on internet all over the world. Somebody may be driving a car right now. Just the loss of the turkey. And I mean, turn the radio on and get saved. See, God does that. My job is just to preach it. Thank God for saved folk. But our job is to go reach the lost. This is our job. It's to reach the lost. Read, Paul.
Who have saved us.
Listen.
And called us with a holy calling.
Listen now.
Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose.
God of mine.
And grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Before the world what started? Who have saved us. And what called us with what kind of calling? A holy calling. A loving calling. A peaceful calling. A concerned calling. A holy calling. Not no cussing calling, but a holy calling. Now watch, let me give you something straight there. When I said holy calling, now watch the prodigal son. He left home. Some of y'all don't read the Bible, but somebody help you out right here. Watch the prodigal son. When the prodigal son left home, God didn't ran him out. He ran out himself. He got tempted. The world tempted him. So he went out and started having himself somewhat formed. They're like a lot of folks right now, having himself somewhat formed. Always remember this. When you got some, everybody your friend. When you got money, you got some kinfolk you never heard about in your life. Who are you? I'm your uncle and your sister daughter. Kinfolk. Got some money. But watch it. When all the money gone, the so-called friend, what? Gone. When the prodigal son, all his money was gone, all his burden was gone. He there by himself now. And here he got to go find him a job now. And a Jew, he ain't doctor working on a hog pen. So they don't even eat pigs. But he got a job at the hog pen feeding swine. Oh. The slop that he was feeding them with looked so good because he was hungry and broke, ragged and nasty and stinky. He wanted to eat some himself. But something come to him. Somebody I may be talking to right now, you done strayed off a little bit. God still loves you. But you just got to come to yourself. He'll put you in a condition will make you see you don't live home, boy. God got his attention. Not the matter God doesn't love him, but I got to get your attention to send you back home. He said, I ain't got to be in this hog pen. This stinky hog pen, I believe I could go back home. I'm going to tell my father, Father, forgive me. I don't live home. I don't want to be your son. Then let me be a servant. Here I am, a son of God. And I'm going to eat some slop. And He got some servant at home eating dead meat. I'm his son. He only way back. Somebody need to go back home. You better listen to me. I said, somebody, I'm talking to you right now, need to go back home. God still loves you. He got to get your attention that you are on your way out. Looking bad. I'm filled by the Holy Ghost. Now watch. Looking bad. Stinking. Need a bath. Clothes raggedy, nasty. All kind of ways. Just look ugly. Oh, that much. But watch this. He started back home. He said, I'll be by. Go back home. I'm not going back home. I want my job back. I'm going back home. Said, I just let me be a servant. I'm not fit to be your son. I done messed up on you. Oh, I'm just coming back here on his way back home. Just dragging back home. Nasty and stinking. And son, his father sowing. See, you already know where you are. Let me tell y'all, see, when you leave home, see, can I say this, y'all? He sent his hounds to track you down. He'll track you, them hounds will track you down. The hounds are a reminder to remind you where you come from. You don't got big shot now, you don't left me. So he went on back, but God's looking bad. Watch what God did. Come here, Walker. Come here, watch the walk. Come on. Now, you can walk down the aisle now. Come. Can I play God a minute? Okay. See, come on now. See, I know he's coming, Steve. I see him coming. See, I'm going to put my hand. Look at me. He's stinking nasty. Smell like a garbage can. But watch God.
All right.
He goes out and out told God. So Lord, then let me be. Just shut your mouth. Simon, put a ring on his finger. Put some shoes on his feet. Give him a brand new robe. And then we're going to go in the church and have a time in the Lord. That's the way God is. This is the kind of God that we serve. He loves us just that hard. He's waiting on you. Now watch this now. So now we're there for. Now watch now. When he got in, they was in there having a good time. But one of them got jealous in there. That way church folks are sometimes, get jealous. You already say what you get jealous for. We just glad to have the boy back home. And the outside, he heard the music going on in there, having a good time. And so he went and talked to the servant. He said, what happened in there? He said, your brother have come back. And they rejoicing because he is found. He wouldn't come in. We got folks in church like that. You ought to put your arm around folks when they come back to the house of God. When it comes back to God, y'all let them know, I love you, God love you, I love you. But no, he had a heart or didn't want to associate with it. Because he got what? Jealous. And father stepped out there and talked with him. Son, why don't you come in? Well, you, he's been out doing everything but right. And here you come having a party for him. No. He said, gave him this, gave him that. He said, this already yours. What about it? All this already yours. He did not, watch this now. He did not come
in. Watch it now. The story closed with him trying to get him where? In. Have y'all read that story? All right. Watch it now. There's something to that. Let us know that pastor job ain't never over. Somebody always out there. That's my job as a pastor, trying to what? Get them in. They still in there having a good time, but I'm not trying to get one in. So it goes on the same way. Somebody always what? On the side of the road. Somebody got to go after him. God love us just that hard. Don't y'all see now what it takes for a man to go to hell? Don't y'all see it? Can't put on God. God love us just that much that he come all the way from heaven to try to get us back home. Now watch the read on, Paul. No, I don't get, go back to that same place, Paul. I ain't doing that. Hold it. Yeah, yeah, go same. Put it back on the board, baby. Yeah. See, he's not in no hurry. He's not in a hurry. He's not in a hurry. There you go. Okay, now, what? Say now, who has saved us and called us with the holy calling? According, not according to our works. We not saved by what? Thank you. Now, we say it, but it's been in the Bible ever since it's been written. But we paid no attention. You can't work to go to heaven. We saved by the grace of God. And Paul went for enough to say, see, when we get to getting saved by what? We get to heaven started boasting. I've done more of him. By what grace? I saved you because of grace, not your work. We don't work to go to heaven. We work because we are saved. You don't work to get saved. Get saved. God Almighty. Because God going to pay us every man according to his what? What? But not according to his own purpose, to according to his own work and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before what? I had you in my mind before I said, let there be light. That's hard for us to comprehend, but God already got his plan, who going to be saved and who going to be lost. He know who going to answer the call. He know who going to turn it down. So now it's a calling. You've got to hear the calling. And when the preacher or whoever witnessed to you, if you lost, that's somebody calling you. Who it is? That's God calling. When he tell you how to be saved, when he tell you about what God done said, that's a calling. It's a holy calling. And Paul, look at 1 Peter for me. 1 Peter 2, 9. Through the 11th verse. We just about to go here. We just about to go. Be with me a little while. God Almighty. 1 Peter 2. 9 through 11.
But ye are a chosen generation.
Listen to that.
A royal priesthood. A holy nation.
Yeah.
A peculiar people.
Yeah.
That ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Let's stay right there, baby. Okay. Ye are what? A chosen. You've been chosen. A royal priesthood. We belong to the king. The king of kings and the Lord of God. All right now. And a holy nation. We, as the Christian folks, will be a what? A holy nation. A peculiar what? Peculiar. We don't act like we used to act. If you kill my cat, I'm not going to kill your dog. Because I'm peculiar. Peculiar can be such a thing like this. I've been born again. I'm going through my trials and my tests. And God testing me out. My house gone and all this gone. But I still come to church holding my hand up saying hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I'm what? Peculiar. And somebody can hate you. They can hate you to your gut, and yet still, you still put your arm around them and love them. That's what? Peculiar! And we can show some praise to him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We was in the dark.
This world is dog. It's still a dog. But watch Jesus. Let your light what? Before men that they'll see what? Your good what? And glorify the Father. We are the light of the world now. We are the light. Let your light shine before men, not turkeys and dogs and chickens. No, let your light shine before men that they'll see your good work. In other words, see that you've been changed. You don't do what you used to do. And then when they see, you can lead them to the light. That's what he come here for. He gone back, but we the light of the world. Nah, we the only Jesus that the world don't see. I said, we the only Jesus that the world don't see.
Right.
So we've got to shine. But Reverend Walker, explain that. Thank you. You know, the world watching us. I said the world got his eyes on the church. We tell them to come to church. Or give your life to Christ, and they will come back and say, for what? And some of them don't even know what to tell them. Now watch this now. If you ain't living nothing, don't tell nobody to come to church. If you ain't letting your light shine, that means living for Christ, don't tell nobody to come to church. Just come to church, don't say nobody. Because they already see that in you. They already see that in me. You can sleep in church, but you ain't changed. What good it is? Our light got to shine before men where they can see our good work. We in the dark. The world is in the dark. They got to see the Jesus in us. I know I'm right. They got to see the Jesus in us. If they don't see no Jesus in us, what you tell them to come to church for? Because they're going to say, for what? You be everywhere I be. The only thing different, you go to church and I don't. Don't y'all see my point now? We in the dark. We the light of the church is the light of the world. I know a lot of preachers don't preach on this stuff. You got to preach to help the people. So if they don't know no better, so many of them don't know no better. They think it's all right. No, it's not all right. We the light of the world because we're in a dark world. He called us out of what? Into his mind. He don't call us out of the. I got knowledge now. My eyes don't came open. I know where I'm going now. I'm not worried about where I'm going. I'm not wondering about in the world. I know where I'm going because I can see where I'm going. I've got the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I can see where I'm going. The word is a what? Lamp unto my and a light. Now watch. The word is a lamp. You can break your neck making one step. A lamp. And then a light is sparking way down the road. I know where I'm going. I see. And as I travel, I'm going to have folks saying something, do this, see the world doing everything. You don't get my attention because I got my eyes on the light that shines toward God. And the world's going to try to get your attention every time you move. But I see where I'm going. If you wonder if you're going to heaven, you better check your salvation. Because the world's going to be at you all kind of way. The devil's going to be at you all kind of way. Make sure you're saved. That's all. Make sure you're saved. God Almighty. That's just all. Because the world is what? God. Read, Paul.
Which, in time past,
yeah,
were not a people.
Oh, that must be.
But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Which in time past were not a people. We weren't even a people. For as God concerned. But since you've been converted, you're God peoples now. You become a people. All right, now. Which has not ordained, or have ordained, not ordained mercy. But one time, we, now we got ordained mercy. We got mercy now.
thing. That's what I told you. You got to knock down mercy, kick over love, stomp over joy, just to go where the devil lives or where he's going to stay one day. God bring all of this to stop us from going to the lake of fire. See, we don't left home. When we left home, we don't know the way back. It's what Jesus come here for, to show us the way back home. Bless his holy name. I'm talking to somebody in the radio land or right here. I'm talking to somebody. You need to find your way back home. And my brothers and sisters, it is up to each individual to answer the call. It is a holy calling. It is a gospel calling. My Father's business. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus came here seeking souls and not bodies. If we give our soul to Jesus Christ, he will give us a brand new body. He already promised that if you give your soul to me, I will give you a brand new body. And one day we're going to have a glorified body. My soul is already saved. If my body leave, if I leave, my body leave me, guess what? I got another body. If I wear this body out, I got a brand new one coming from me. Jesus got a glorified body waiting on us. Those of us who've been born again. A brand new body. You tell me, Reverend Walker, he got a new body. Notice how Jesus' body was beat all up, cut all up. But when he got about the grave, he had a glorified body. And the Bible says, when we see him, we'll be like him. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? You may leave him with no leg. You may leave him with no leg. But when God called you home, hallelujah. And when he come back at his church, that body got to get up out of that grave. Wherever it is, may be in the sea, it got to come back together. Guess what? It won't be no broken legs no more. It'll be a glorified body. When you give your soul to Christ, he's going to give you a brand new body. A glorified body. One don't ache no more. One don't cry no more. No worry no more. That's the kind of body a child of God will receive when he gives his life to Jesus Christ. That means you ought to wear yourself out for Jesus. Because we got another body coming. Wear yourself out for the devil. He ain't got nothing to give you. But wear yourself out for the Lord. I'm going to say this. I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah. Notice when we was partying. Look at the neighbor. He ain't talking to me. Okay. We was partying. Notice when we was out there doing everything but right. Watch it now. Notice when we're doing everything but right. Come in. You leave out Friday evening. Don't come in to Saturday evening. All right. Now watch this. Now, you be everywhere that ungodly. You wear yourself down. I mean, love to go. Watch this now. Time a person like that gets saved, the first thing that somebody going to say to him, the devil going to say, he started going to church. He be in church every Sunday. Be this, be in that. The first thing the devil going to say, man, you're running yourself down. When I was out in the world, why didn't you stop me then? Have y'all ever noticed that? Long beyond the world, they gonna tell you, man, be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful, man. Yeah, be careful. You know, okay, but now, when you get saved and doing your work for Christ, every time you look up, you going to church. But he ain't never trying to stop me from going everywhere else. You got to watch the devil. We're gonna have a glorified body one day. God's gonna give us a brand new body. A brand new body. Work for Jesus while you can work for him. Do all you can for him. That's what Matthew said. Do all you can for him now. Yeah, somebody, you know, I heard Joe say years ago, bring a 5-minute message. He said, now, just like an orange. You know, an orange will dry it up. Now, you don't got to be way up in age. And then won't crawl to Jesus. Lord, I want to work for you. Work for you. Ain't no more juice in you already, no.
Now you want to work for the law. What for the law? You can't hardly walk, brother. Work for it while you can. Do all you can while you can. Sometimes I go see my old sisters and brothers. Sometimes I tell them, sometimes, they say, Grandma, I want to go to church so bad. I said, baby, you went while you could. Don't worry about it. God understand. You went while you could. I know you wanted to go, but you can talk to him right now. You can praise him where you are. So do all you can for Christ. This is what he come for, y'all. He come to carry us back home. Bless his holy name. Let us all stand.
This is catalog number 1238. Catalog number 1238.
Remain standing. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. My sole purpose of bringing the message is to get somebody to see that they need Jesus. That's what he come here for. That's what he come here for, Don. I'm going to do something I want you just to cooperate with me, if you will. You ain't got nothing to lose. If you're saved, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm saved. Look what Jesus said. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. See that, Paul? He said, thou shalt be saved. That's what he said. You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. Watch this. It ain't going to hurt you. I just want you to say what I say. The Bible says a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. You got to believe it in your heart. I want everybody to say this. Everybody. Christians. Say,
I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of
God.
I believe
he died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead.
He got up
with all power
in his hand.
Say,
I'm giving my
life
to Jesus Christ
to
be my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for saving my
life.
Say,
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Glory to your name. If anybody here that really gave your life to Christ, we'll baptize you. And some, you may say, Reverend, is he real? I tell you what you do. Get by yourself and mean it from your heart and say, Lord, if you're real, make it known right now. He loves you just that hard. Will there be another? Will there be another? Will give your life to Christ? Somebody want to come by Christian experience by letter? You may come. Will it be enough? My concern in times like this to get folks saved. I mean that from the depth of my heart. God put it on my heart ever since he called me to preach. Folks got to be saved. Can't be fooling folks. They got to be saved. Will there be another? Will there be another?
Send me. Say.
Will it be another? I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. See, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. That's your mother right there. Tell your mother you're saved. Shake her hand. Tell her you're saved. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Yeah, take time out with children.
Well, we have four Christian experiences.
Call it one at a time. I'll go get them now.
Dan Edwards. Edwards. Brother Edwards, how you doing? May God bless you. You know you're saved?
Yes, sir.
You've been baptized?
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have you here. Come and work at your soul salvation. Do I know you? Bless your heart. Look like I know you. Bless your heart. Read on, baby. Turner? How you doing, Sister Turner? I don't saw you around here. Bless your heart. You know you're
saved?
And you've been baptized?
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have you here.
Thank
you. Come and work out your soul salvation. Howard? How you doing, Brother Howard? Bless your heart. You know you're saved.
Yes, sir.
And you've been baptized.
Yes, sir.
Come and work out your soul salvation. With fear and trembling. Hush. Hun. How you doing, Sister Hun? Bless your heart. You know you're saved. And you've been baptized. We're glad to have you here. Come and work out your soul salvation. How about y'all following these young ladies? Bless your heart. Let the church say amen, y'all. We're going to baptize. We're baptized for the day, baby. We're baptized for the day. Give God some glory. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those of us, it's our prayer. You may come down the altar right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Whoa! Let your church say, whoa! Let your church heaven. Whoa! I'm talking about Jesus. Hey! Just sing a little low and we're going to pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for everything you ever done for us. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. We thank you for salvation. Thank you for delivering us from darkness into your marvelous light. Now bless every soul now that's standing around the door. Some have to leave. Whatever, bless them, Lord. You know what each one of us need one by one. Some going through trials. Some going through tests. Give them strength as they go through. Some need a healing. Some need a touch. You can do all of them. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your healing grace. Fix homes that tore up in Jesus' name. You can mend them back together. We pray for everyone that hear my voice and those who are leaving here, dear God. Take care of them right now. Direct them, lead them and guide them.